Our gospel passage may look very familiar to you because it was the gospel message just last month we spoke and preached on about the baptism of Jesus. And it is true that the beginning of this passage starts out with the understanding of the baptism. And I feel like we're about to have a Paul Harvey kind of moment. Now you know the rest of the story. And Jesus was led into the wilderness and tempted. Last Wednesday, we started our official observance of Lent. We started by having ashes placed on our foreheads, remembering that we were created out of dust, and to dust we will return. Not too soon, hopefully, but we will return back to that which we were created from. The feel and texture of that ashes, of the ashes, gets everywhere. It's on your fingers and gets in your fingers and all of that. And if you were to smell it, the aroma is not very pleasing to the nose. But it reminds us of the bitterness of the journey that our Lord took. It reminds us that to get to Easter, we must walk through the wilderness. We must travel through and look at those parts of our lives that may not necessarily be pleasant to look at. We must make amends for those people and things that we hurt. We must make amends with ourselves, the things that we have done that have created pain. Pain to others, pain to self. We continue journeying, remembering whose we are, and remembering the very God that will get us through this wilderness and on to the promises of Easter. This is the road that we take now for these 40 days of Lent. A road that we have to travel. A road that sometimes isn't always paved with gold. Sometimes it's just a downright dusty path. But hear this good news. Whether it is a road paved with gold or whether it's a dusty path, there is a light that guides us. It guides us well on this journey. And then, with the nasty ickiness of these ashes, we will finish the journey as the dove brings us the fragrance and peace of Christ, whose smells are beautiful and holy and remarkable. Every year we take this journey. Every year we find out something new about our relationship with God, our relationship with each other, and our relationship with ourselves. And we come back saying, "Thank you, God, for allowing me to go into those places that I never would have thought of journeying without your guidance." Now, I'll tell you, as a Southern Baptist boy growing up, I didn't know what Lent was. Because we just didn't do that sort of thing. It was too Catholic. But when I converted and became United Methodist, the pastor believed in Lent and believed in the journey and taught me the importance of always observing a good and holy Lent every year. And it is remarkable. We are taken into the wilderness to be tempted, to look at our lives and to see what's there and to give thanks for life, to give thanks for whose we are, and to look and to see those places that need changed. It's a fearless walk. It is not recommended for the faint of heart. But it is so worth it and so important. So these 40 days, go into the wilderness armed with your God and discover who you are. And as a child of God, whose you are. And hear that message and be changed. That is the message of this gospel, this good news of Mark. Go and hear. Go and believe. And hear the voice of John. Hear the good news. It is at hand. Repent and believe. This is our hope through this season. May the ashes of mortality give way to the dove that brings the assurance of immortality. That is our hope. For it is in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we offer glory, honor, and praise to you, Almighty Father. Amen.